Hi everyone. Welcome to part number 16 of the Our Covenant God study. Before we start on today's lesson, let's have a look at last week's homework questions. Homework question number 1 said, if someone has been deprived of a father's love and care, naturally or spiritually, is there any hope for them? And if so, how can the role of a father be fulfilled in their lives? Yes, absolutely there's hope for them. Christ is our hope. We can receive the seed of the Word of God from our Father God. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. God disciplines and loves us, and God gives me His name. And lastly, I am a co-heir with Christ. Therefore, all of the points that a father fulfills in our lives, we can find all of those things fulfilled in our lives through God and from God. Homework question number 2, why is it important to grow up in God? If we stay children, we can be deceived and led astray. Just as it is unhealthy for a human baby to never grow. Imagine a 35-year-old man in diapers with a pacifier. That would cause great medical concern. And it's the same with us. It is just as unhealthy for a spiritual baby to never grow. We must grow up into healthy and mature adults so that we can produce spiritual children ourselves. In this way, the kingdom of God will advance and grow and cover this whole earth one day. Homework question number 3. Why do you think that Abraham did not argue about the high price of the land? I think there are 2 reasons for this. Firstly, when the king of Sodom offered Abraham the spoils of war, you can read about it in Genesis 14 verse 21, Abraham turned his offer down because he was in covenant with God and he refused to give anyone a chance to take credit for what God did in his life. In the same way, he would not give the Hittites any room to take credit for God's faithfulness to him and to the covenant. God had promised Abraham the land. Abraham would never allow anyone else to say that Abraham had land because of their generosity or charity. The glory and praise for that belong to God and God alone. Secondly, Abraham had his focus on the bigger picture. He wasn't really buying just one field with a few trees and a cave. Instead, he was actually buying a whole country because one day the entire land would belong to his descendants. He was investing in their future, and this piece of property was simply a down payment, a small part of the big amount. Now for part number 16 of the study. Today we're going to take a closer look at Isaac. Isaac is a very pale character in comparison to his father Abraham and his son Jacob. Besides the fact that he is a type of Christ, as we've seen previously, we don't have enough information to really identify deeply with him. But let's have a look at what we do know. Isaac's wife, Rebecca, was barren for 20 years. After Isaac pleaded with God on her behalf, she gave birth to fraternal twin sons, Jacob and Esau. We are going to look at them in greater detail later on. As you read the story of Isaac's life, you will find that Isaac did many of the things that his father Abraham had done, good and bad. For example, in the days of Isaac, just as in the days of Abraham, There was famine in the land in Genesis 26. This famine drove Isaac out of the promised land. He started to travel to Egypt, but God stepped in and told him to go to the land of Gerar instead. Just like his father, Isaac lied about his wife, saying that she was his sister. He did it for the same reasons that Abraham did. He was scared that the men of the land in which he lived would kill him for his wife. This time, no one was punished for his lies. There were no plagues and no infertility, as was the case with Abraham. Instead, Isaac's lie was exposed when Abimelech looked out of a window and saw Isaac being affectionate with his wife. Just like his father, Isaac also cut covenant with Abimelech. Note that this was probably the son of the same Abimelech that Abraham had cut covenant with. One of the most interesting things about Isaac is actually Isaac's wells. Wells played a great role in his life, as they would have in Abraham's life as well. However, not much is spoken or recorded, should I say, about Abraham and wells. But with Isaac, it's a different story. So today we're going to take a good look at the different wells that Isaac lived at during his lifetime. Wells are really important to people who live in arid areas. A well might mean life or death because water is so scarce. The first well we read about in the Bible is called Beer Lahai Roy. This name means the well of him that liveth and seeth me. It was Hagar, the mother of Ishmael, who, when she was pregnant, ran away from Sarah and came to this well, and this is where she had an encounter with God, and she discovered that God lives and sees her. Hagar was an Egyptian, and she had no covenant with God. She did not know him. The gods that she knew and worshipped were idols that neither lived nor saw her. Now she had come face to face with the real God. After Abraham died, Isaac lived at the same well, Beer Lahai Roy, the well of him that lives and sees me. Jacob and Esau were 15 years old at this time. You can read about this in Genesis 25 verse 11. This was before the famine drove them to the land of Gerar.